She tried to do as she had been told. She gritted her teeth and closed her eyes and made a humming sound in the back of her throat to block out its shuffling and its scraping. She tried to focus on that and on the drone of the nighttime traffic far below. It worked for a short time. The noise was cathartic. It made her feel brave until she ran out of breath. Then she lay shivering in the darkness. Hot on the outside but cold on the inside, face buried in her pillow and sheets wrapped around her as if she could hide from it, as if it might go away. Kimmy didn't want to be a bad girl, but the monster was real. It was real and it wouldn't leave her alone. An overactive imagination, the doctors at the big white house had said.
You're 15 years old, Kimmy,
her mother had sobbed, tearing at her bedraggled hair.
You can't live in this fantasy world any longer. It's dangerous, don't you see? You have to grow up. Why can't you? Why can't you be like all the other kids? Why can't you be normal?
Kimmy hated seeing her mother like that. That was why she had kept it from her for so long. That and the incident at school 2 years ago. It had been her first week. Her teacher had snatched the data pad from her desk, seen the open file and let out a scandalized gasp. Kimmy hadn't thought much of it before then. She had just been daydreaming, letting her hands wander. No one had cared about her doodles at junior school. She couldn't understand why they were all making such a fuss now, why the eyes of her classmates burned into her, some shocked, some mocking, some feeling her embarrassment.
Perhaps you can explain to me, the teacher had said in tones dripping with contempt, what this diagram has to do with the life support requirements of the early space pioneers. What it has to do with anything real. I've certainly never seen such a grotesque creature in real life. Have you? Have any of you?
The product of a diseased mind, the email home had said. In the big white house, they had shown Kimmy shapes on a computer. They had asked her what they were, then told her she was wrong. She had tried to argue at first, tried to tell them about the monster, but she didn't like the taste of the pills they gave her, so she had learned to agree with them. She agreed that the shapes were just shapes and that the monster wasn't real. And she had drawn in secret after that, until today. Until this afternoon, when Mum had arrived home early and surprised.